Chapter 155. The instrument maker, looking wistfully at the captain, puts his hand into the breast pocket of his coffee-colored coat, brings forth his pocketbook, and takes a letter out. To Mr. Domney, apostrophe says the old man. From Walter. To be sent in 3 weeks' time. I'll read it. Apostrophe, sir. I am married to your daughter. She is gone with me upon a distant voyage. To be devoted to her is to have no claim on her or you, but God knows that I am. Why, loving her beyond all earthly things, I have yet, without remorse, united her to the uncertainties and dangers of my life, I will not say to you. You know why, and you are her father. Do not reproach her. She has never reproached you. I do not think, or hope that you will ever forgive me. There is nothing I expect less. But if an hour should come when it will comfort you to believe that Florence has someone ever near her, the great charge of whose life is to cancel her remembrance of past sorrow, I solemnly assure you, you may, in that hour, rest in that belief. Apostrophe, Solomon puts back the letter carefully in his pocketbook, and puts back his pocketbook in his coat. We won't drink the last bottle of the old Madeira yet, Ned, apostrophe says the old man thoughtfully. Not yet. Not yet, apostrophe assents the captain. No. Not yet. Apostrophe, Susan and Mr. Toots are of the same opinion. After a silence they all sit down to supper, and drink to the young husband and wife in something else, and the last bottle of the old Madeira still remains among its dust and cobwebs, undisturbed. A few days have elapsed, and a stately ship is out at sea, spreading its white wings to the favoring wind. Upon the deck, image to the roughest man on board of something that is graceful, beautiful, and harmless, something that it is good and pleasant to have there, and that should make the voyage prosperous, as Florence. It is night, and she and Walter sit alone, watching the solemn path of light upon the sea between them and the moon. At length she cannot see it plainly, for the tears that fill her eyes, and then she lays her head down on his breast, and puts her arms around his neck, saying, "Oh Walter, dearest love, I am so happy." Apostrophe, apostrophe, her husband holds her to his heart, and they are very quiet, and the stately ship goes on serenely. As I hear the sea, apostrophe says Florence, and sit watching it, it brings so many days into my mind. It makes me think, so much apostrophe, of Paul, my love. I know it does. Apostrophe, of Paul and Walter. And the voices in the waves are always whispering to Florence, in their ceaseless murmuring, of love, eternal and illimitable, not bounded by the confines of this world, or by the end of time, but ranging still, beyond the sea, beyond the sky, to the invisible country far away. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.